everybody. It's Mark here and Bruce over there in, you know, the hovel. In a rather poorly state today, it would seem.
Well, I mean, you say poorly. I suppose, yes, a little bit poorly. In fact, I raced here. We just went online, didn't we? And I was a little bit delayed. I had to send a little text to Mark saying, I'm next door. I've got a bit of an emergency. And I've come straight from next door. Not next door's house. It'd be weird to go and shit in somebody else's house. But I meant, I said what I was doing now. I was trying to keep it down to euphemisms only. Oh, no. It's like the poo's out of the bag, as it were. Next door. I said I wouldn't talk like this. Before we went on there, I said I wouldn't be talking like this.
About 2 minutes ago, yeah.
I know. I knew you. But anyway, I was next, next door having a delivery, an emergency evac. And but anyway, I'm here now, so we might have a slightly curtailed version of the show because I might need to have another. I might have to go and drop the kids off at school, as it were, again. Right. So okay. There we go. So yes, I haven't been. And the weird thing is, I was trying to work out whether it was COVID or not. Everyone says, "Is it COVID? Is it COVID?" But I've had the strange taste, and the taste has been the worst part of it because everything's been tasting like. They say the weird thing is, and I don't know what's. I throw this out to everybody who's right. Had a weird taste thing with COVID. The weird thing is, they say the question. You look at the NHS thing and say, "Does it?" You know, some people have the taste, and it tastes like metal. Now I, and then they get quite specific. It says nickel, like nickel metal. Mm. And I, in my time on this planet, I've spent very little time licking different types of metals.
Yeah.
If I have accidentally come anywhere near a metal and it's got anywhere near my tongue, I think my brain has decided not to remember that because it's thinking that's not useful. The taste of metal isn't going to be useful for you, Bruce, so don't bother with
Can
it.
Can I ask you a question?
Do.
What are your forks made of and spoons?
Oh, metal.
Right.
But I don't suck. I don't. They don't taste of anything. I don't suck my forks.
Suck your
fork. I don't suck the end of my forks.
Because
no.
Have a particular kind of...
Mind.
Because I know as soon as you say the taste of metal, I can immediately taste it in my mouth. That kind
can
of
you?
Like slight sort of makes you like suck in your cheeks a bit. It's quite sort of acid-y, bitter.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's what I imagine.
No, I've just never done it. Did I tell you that at my class
You've never
last
taken
week?
A mouthful of food oh. on your from a fork... And bitten on it, only to discover that the fork was empty. Because I've done that.
No.
It's a really weird sensation. Or like a spoonful of soup, and somehow between getting the soup in the bowl and getting it to your mouth, it's all tipped back into the bowl, and you've just put the spoon in and gone, ooh. It's a really weird, it's a very weird thing.
That's the height of disappointment, isn't it? It's like, I made all that effort with the spoon action there, and there's no reward.
It's not just disappointing. It upends your entire kind of thinking.
I don't think I've ever been that stupid or clumsy.
You know me. I
don't know how often I've maneuvered a utensil with food attached to my mouth and never, I don't think my whole life, and I've been around a while, has that ever happened, Mark? Has it happened to you more than once?
It's happened to me. Occasionally.
Such a doofus.
I know, I am. I am incredibly clumsy.
Wow. I kind of like to see it happen. I'd like to see your face after it's happened. I'd pay money for that. OnlyFans? You heard of that site?
Yeah. What, just me dropping food off my fork? And
missing. Your expression afterwards. Yeah. An OnlyFans site. Yeah. I'd subscribe to that.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that.
Do that. Yeah. There's a niche for everything, mate, out there, to be honest. You'll get lots of people subscribing to it. Mm. What I was going to say, did I mention, because we haven't done this for a couple of weeks, have we? And did I mention the fact that one of my students where I teach said, I said, their mind had gone elsewhere. I could see it in their eyes. I said, what are you thinking about? I said, you're not thinking about what I'm talking about. And he said, no, I wasn't. I was imagining what that wall would taste like if I licked it. And then we got into this whole discussion. He was looking around all the different surfaces of the room, the hall we were in, and saying, I can imagine what that curtain would taste like And then we have this huge debate about, can we do that really? And then,
yeah.
but not taste like, I think the texture. And I agreed with him about the texture. I could understand, I could look at a bit of carpet and say, I can imagine what the texture is going on with that.
Yeah.
And I can imagine, you know, but, you know, and then if you were to lick, then suddenly I've got 17 students who are meant to be learning drama. I mean, learning, you know, how to be good on screen.
Yeah.
All pointing at different objects around the room saying, oh, yeah, I can imagine what that would, the texture of that. That plug would be. It was very strange.
Go lick that plug socket.
None of them did. No, I didn't make any. I was tempted to say, look, if you're so fucking notable about it, you can go and lick it now and tell me if that's that corresponds to your.
Essentially, what that is saying is that what you were talking about was so boring that your student would rather think about, I wonder what the wall would taste like if I licked it.
Shit, do you know, I never thought about that until you said that. The correlation between what? Fuck, you're right. Oh, geez, that's not good. Actually, is this the second term? I mean, there must be. So I have, do you notice, we talked about this before, but how the students edit out, they get used to your voice and the tone, the timbre of your voice, and then you can be talking. Like, I noticed in the first 2 or 3 weeks when I was teaching them, they did listen to me when I spoke. But now I just speak normally and they're all chattering away and they don't, I feel like I'm being, the frequency of my voice is being edited out by them.
Yeah.
And they can see my mouth moving and they probably think I'm chewing something, but they can't,
That's probably why he was thinking about licking the wall. He's like, I wonder what he's chewing. Maybe he's chewing a bit of carpet.
You don't actually hear the words because they've edited me out.
Yeah.
Do your students do that? Do you think or not?
Yeah. I mean, I noticed things like that. Like I can be, you know, I don't have a loud voice. If I try to like shout, I think I mentioned this before, it just gets really hoarse. So if they're all talking and I'm like, okay, everybody, pay attention now. And it's just like, it's like a scene from, you know, one of those TV shows where you've got the ineffectual teacher who can't keep control of his class. That's me.
Yeah.
You know, just don't listen to me.
Again.
Then I have to get the cowbell out.
Have you got a cowbell?
Yeah.
I thought about having a sort of.
Cowbell is the loudest percussion instrument there is.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I thought about, Katie's got some little whistles that she uses for her, you know, when she was teaching small people.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd do that. And then I thought, actually, this lot between the ages of 18 and 27, if I've got a little child's whistle out, they might think I was being a bit patronizing. But I have thought about it.
They might find it quite funny.
We've had a lot of entertainment here in the hovel because Mark sends these Mark's missives from his teaching escapades, which sadly I think most of them we can't talk about because you're,
if I publish
sensitive.
It it'll be like 90% redacted because it's all completely I can't say that, can't let
it's
anyone
very
know
funny
that.
Very funny.
So
what happens that Mark sends them to me, and then on email, we got proper emails now from you, and then I read them out by the fire. So we have little fire, we have Mark's missives by the fire, and I read them out to Katie, and she's really enjoying them. So I think you should do an anonymous blog that covers this stuff.
Well, that will know it's me, now, won't they?
Well, no, but yeah. Oh, yeah. What? Because I said, yeah, but then there might be other blogs that deal with the same subject matter that are anonymous. But anyway, thank you for that. Been enjoying those. Your fucking weird, bizarre life. I thought mine was strange, but...
Yeah. A lot of it revolves around my journeys on the subway. I guess we could talk about that. It's getting so strange.
I stress about you late at night on the subway.
Yeah, it's not even late at night. That's the thing. You know, I wouldn't... There's definitely a train that I take to go to work that I'm not going to take again after 9 o'clock at night, because last time I did that, it was just full of, I mean, I told you in that thing, people smoking dope, smoking cigarettes, drinking, yelling. I mean, I couldn't escape. Every time I left one car and went to another one, there was someone else in the next one.
Mark, but do you check on the timetable? Because I think there's a possibility that is the Nutter's train.
Yeah.
I think they have to go on one train, don't they, now in New York? It's the Nutter's Express. And I think you shouldn't ever go on it. I think all the other ones are fine.
I should have known that from the name. Yeah. I wonder what it's called, the Nutter's
Express. The Nutter's Express, well, it is, isn't it? Yeah. Ooh, love a tuck.
I think as well, this time of year, it's worse because it's cold. So everybody's just getting inside. I mean, it's a weird situation because, you know, obviously all these people, I feel bad for them because a lot of them are mentally ill and, you know, homeless, and they're just trying to survive.
Yeah.
But at the but then, you know, as a rider who's, you just feel like a lot of the times you feel quite threatened. You get in and there's someone kind of ranting and raving.
Especially
this country, just think like, is this guy just going to pull out a gun?
Yeah.
You know, because it doesn't like the look of me. So it does get a bit stressful.
So I feel a little bit bad now for calling them the Nutters Express because obviously they've got mental health issues. But Nutters Express sounds more funny, doesn't it, than the mental health issues Express. That's probably why I opted for it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I'd probably stick with it, to be honest, even though it's a bit, it's a bit naughty, isn't it? Because anyway, I'm worried about that. I'm worried about the whole, because your country's full of stupid. I was very funny about guns. Guns were funny about guns. America, funny, really. Mm. I was read this, the whole thing with the Chinese sending over this big balloon.
Right.
And
that's now weird as well, isn't it?
It's been shot down. But there was this police chief or whatever in Wisconsin or somewhere, basically sort of putting out the message to locals to stop trying to shoot it down. And it's kind of like, well, if you've got 400,000 guns and 400,000 million guns in the country, it's going to happen, isn't it? You see a big balloon that's been sent up by China, you're going to go, hang on, I've got a gun. Fucking have that.
So people were trying to shoot it down.
Oh
my God, didn't hear about that.
Yeah. God, they were trying to shoot it down. He was saying, please don't do that, because you might actually, between you and the balloon, there are all these planes. So you might actually hit a plane before it hits the balloon.
And the fact is as well that every bullet that goes up comes down.
Yeah, has to come down, yeah.
And bullet coming down can just as easily kill someone.
Yeah, that could definitely scuff somebody, couldn't it?
Oh, dear.
So they shot it down now anyway.
Hooray! That'll
but
show
do you
them.
Think, but with, I mean, everyone knows that the Chinese did it for shits and giggles. They knew it was going to be spotted, didn't they? And they've just done it.
I mean, you would think so. Or somebody's just gone bored. Let's send a balloon over there.
Send a balloon.
Well, and the officials don't know about it. Maybe it's some like rogue element.
And actually, if you look closely, because it's underneath it, it's got meant to have all this high tech equipment. But if you look really closely, it doesn't. It looks like the sort of stuff you find in a skip. I'm sure wires. One bit looked just like an old aerial that you'd see on somebody's house back in the 1970s or something, an old TV aerial. And someone's done that. They just whacked it together, and there's nothing. They should have just written
like a rude message on the bottom of it. That would have been best thing.
That would have been very, and that would have been wit. And we'd have applauded like, them for wit.
Up yours.
Yes. But they don't. They don't. They're not. One thing I would say about G's lot, they're not strong on comedy, are they?
Not really.
If they are, they keep it very. Do you reckon behind closed doors when they have the meeting with all the other very old Chinese pods? Do you reckon they ever have a little warm up, a little giggle about something, or do you reckon they just go straight into really serious kind of like?
I don't think there's much comedy in communism.
That could be another OnlyFans niche thing, though, couldn't it?
What?
Well, sort of.
Comedy.
Well, Alexa Sale.
Right.
We used to do comedy. I can't say the word. Alexa. Oh, I'm gone now. I'm not well. Do I sound not well? Do I sound a bit weird?
You sound fine. Last time I spoke to you, you asked me if you sounded weird because of your tooth.
Oh, God, did I have my tooth? That was it. Do you know, and this segues nicely on. Can I do this bit now?
Okay.
Because this is what's come out of my illness. Okay. This has become an illness because, here we go. So the tastings come first, followed by phase two, which I think we've already touched upon. And the taste thing, when I had it, just making me really bad mood. Really bad. It's like I have some lovely poached eggs on toast and it's like, oh, it's fucking nickel onto I don't know, some sort of metal apparently. I don't know what, anyway. And I was really, coffee tastes like metal and everything, that's horrible. And it's just really pissing me off. And I was thinking about decision making when you're a bit pissed off, not just decision making, but how you affect other people. Right. I was just thinking this very minor, relatively minor thing, you know, of just tasting a bit, whatever, weird, how much it was just making me into a fucking grumpy pants. And I was thinking about all those decisions that are made by so many people around the world, leaders, not just leaders, of not big leaders, but just kind of council leaders or people have authority somewhere.
Yeah.
And then if they're just a bit out of sorts, like I've been, what sort of shit decisions you can make, yeah, or how you can just be a bit mean. It's like if I was a bit tired during the lesson. No, sometimes I'm a bit tired when I'm teaching, and because I'm not a young man anymore, and a bit tired. And every time I show what one of these monologues that one of the students has done on screen to everybody, you know, they like having feedback, and I always try and give them really good feedback. Not good, I mean, it might be slightly critical in some way, but I always try to give them decent feedback. But when I'm tired, sometimes I play it and I think, yeah, well done. But I think, no, I can't just say, oh, well done. I've got to
just like that. Yeah, well done. Well done.
I've got to give the no, I never say sarcastically. Yeah, fucking well done.
Well done. You obviously put a lot of thought into that.
I never do that. But but sometimes I'm really tired. I think, oh, I've got to really give some decent feedback here now, because you know they want to hear that. That's your job. And I think when I'm just tired, but going beyond tired, when you're just in a bad mood, and then the ridiculous fights you have with your partner or anybody because you're just a bit out of sorts.
Spill the beans. What have you been having a fight about?
No, I mean, I'm being a fight. Well, actually, Katie's been unwell too. We both think we've had the COVID. Yeah. She's had something else, other symptoms. So we've both been a bit more edgy. And then we might go a bit scratchy about it. And then we kiss and make up very quickly because neither of us like to be out of sorts with each other. Just don't like it. Mm. But when it happens, you kind of go, that's nothing to do with what anyone's done or said. It's just that we're both feeling a bit under the weather.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, you just kind of expand that out into everyone else in the whole world. It's all the decision making stuff. I mean, going back to that balloon. I mean, was it launched? Maybe some Chinese chap who was in the balloon place where they, you know, maybe just got into a real shitty mood and he thought, oh, fuck America, fuck them. I'm going to send one over. I'm just going to really just annoy them, scare them. I'm going to send it over Montana where all the rocket silos are. Just because I'm in a bit, I don't know, I stubbed my toe or I've got ingrown toenail.
Maybe just annoyed at his boss. And he's like,
annoyed
at
his boss.
You know,
yeah.
So I'll show fuck you. Fuck him. I'll show you. Yeah, I'll get you into trouble. Yeah. Send this balloon.
Yeah. But I'm opening this up to you.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
Go on. So can you think of examples for you? What have you done?
Well, I mean, I can think of examples where I've cancelled appointments just because I'm tired or like, you know, just thought, oh, fuck it, I'm not going. Not going to that. Not going to that thing. And then you don't know what you missed out on, do you?
But is that because you're just feeling under the weather or?
Well, like if you wake up in the morning and it's like, I can't be bothered to get out of bed. I'm just not going to go to that today. I'm just going to call in sick. Not that I've called in sick at work ever.
You're just saying that now just in case.
No, I haven't. It's just in case. No,
just in case.
I haven't done that with this job, but I have in the past. No.
Yeah. I was thinking how totally unreliable. That was what I was thinking. So I was out. So anyway, the change is this. So I'm going to move on from that. So the change is this. So today I woke up, went for breakfast. Sounds like I live in a hotel. Sometimes Katie says it's not a fucking hotel, have poached eggs, and I always tip her, so it's not an issue, even if I'm a bit kind of so then I have a poached egg. But this poached eggs this morning, I could taste them properly, pretty much.
Did you send them back? excuse me, these poached eggs. Something wrong with these poached eggs?
They're hard.
Please do them again.
Please. Can you imagine that? How Katie, you can sit in your head. But it tasted much better, and I thought, wow, what a change. I looked out the window at the same time, pretty much, and it was blue sky. And today, I've been out a lot of the day in my hammock. It's been cold, but in the sun.
Yeah.
And fucking hell, the difference between being in, you know, still obviously not 100%, but being in the sun. And I was thinking, wow, my mood is so different from yesterday. And I was just thinking, how fucking unreliable am I? Really, and I shouldn't. Anything that I've thought or said yesterday is just nonsense. It's because of I'm feeling a bit under the weather,
yeah,
bit ilk. And I was thinking about everyone out there doing stuff. We're all the same. We're all totally humans are just so unreliable, so unreliable. No wonder AI is going to take over one day, because humans just fucking like don't want to. I feel odd about it. Oh, just no. Apart from the Chinese, I get the feeling that the Chinese aren't allowed to be like that. They've all got to work until they drop dead. Because
maybe they've got the right attitude.
Well, working until they drop dead. Maybe. Not all the Chinese, obviously. When I say the Chinese, when I speak disparagingly of the Chinese, I always mean the dicks at the top. The dicks at the top, not the
government, not your average Chinese.
Yeah, so I know, because it annoys me about the way people diss the Russians. It's like, leave the Russians alone. It's the fucking twats at the top, not all the fucking Russians. Anyway,
yes.
Go on, moving on.
On the hook with Simon Hook, his questions we do slay, unrinsed up slay.
All right, so we're going to go on to a On the Hook with Simon Hook. What are you laughing at?
It sounded really laboured. That's because I can see your face. It looks so tired.
I am tired today. I'm tired today because I've worked every day.
Yeah.
I was about to say for weeks, but that's not true because I had Tuesday off. But I worked Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which is normal, 5 days. Anyway, but I've worked a lot and I was out all day yesterday. I was out for like 13 hours because we had the School of Rock performance.
Oh, yes, I saw a photo of that.
Like 6 hours of kids playing music, which actually was...
Wow.
I really enjoyed it. Some of those kids are like... I mean, they're really, really great musicians. There's one band, it's like the house band of all the best musicians, and they were doing like a Nile Rodgers set of like kind of funk and soul kind of thing, and it was just bloody amazing. I was listening to this band and thinking, these are teenagers.
Yeah.
And I've seen like professional cover bands at parties and things who are not as good as this.
Yeah. You know,
they're really pretty amazing.
And the great thing about your job is that you can take the glory.
Well, that's the thing. Is like, so I was in charge of the heavy metal band for this season, right? And I didn't. There was an instructor who started it, and then he quit like halfway through. So I sort of just took over, and you know, my colleagues and people kept congratulating me, like, "Well done on that." And I just said, like, "I haven't really done anything." You know, they really just did it themselves. I just kind of let them do it.
No, but isn't it great? Isn't it marvelous that you can bask in the reflected glory?
Yeah, well, I should just say thank you very much. Thank you.
You
I worked really hard to get them to this point.
Yeah, you should say. You should say at the beginning they were just pathetic.
I literally just sat there and went, pathetic. Okay, play the song. All right, good. Now play the next one. Okay. So they were really good. But I know I've got a new one starting tonight, which is David Bowie.
Oh, wow.
So that I'm excited about because it's more my kind of cup of tea musically.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's going to be fun. Ooh, what are you doing?
It's not going to work, is it? I'm just going to try and show you the sunset. And all I'm showing is that it's fucking not working, is it?
Well, I can see a window. It's bright and nice fence.
You can't
see. So you're on a farm.
Well, it is the hovel. You've been here before. You've
been here before. I've never been there.
Have you never been to our house?
No.
The hovel. Well, yes, the fields are just over there.
I don't live in the same country. I don't know if you've remembered, but I'm in New York.
When was the last time I saw you?
January of the year of COVID, I think.
2020?
Yeah. 3 years ago. Bloody hell. Lots of
you never been to this house, but I've lived in this house I've lived in this house since 10 years.
No, I've never been there. I've only ever met you when I've been there, like at the pub or at
because you're waiting for an invitation, aren't you? And I never give you one, even when you're here.
Well,
yeah,
even if you invited me, I wouldn't come because it's.
I'd rather you didn't, because do you know why?
I don't know how I'd get there. I don't have a car.
Because then Katie will make me clean the house up.
Oh, right.
So Mark's coming. Oh, God, he's fine. He's used to Scuzz. Have you seen his flat? I see it every time we Zoom. I'd have to really... But she's very sweet. She talks about, if Mark ever came, because she's got some fantastic vegetarian dishes that she and I get. And we say, well, that Mark would like this, wouldn't he?
this is like some kind of surreal play with the two of you like sitting there like waiting for Godot. Oh, if Mark ever comes, we can make vegetarian shepherd's pie. Oh, Mark would like this. As you sit there, freezing.
Well,
in the hot
have hole. You? Of course, you haven't. We'd have to hide the Mark balloon creature, made out of 6 different balloons. But we draw. It's a very. I've printed out a very rough. I've created a very rough. It's almost like absurdist, impressionistic. Version of your head on the top balloon, so it's not right. doesn't look exactly like you. It's not lifelike representation, but it's enough for us to go, there's Mark. So we put you in the spare chair.
Okay.
And just got to be careful with Mark the balloon person, because obviously you can burst quite easily. So
yeah, just like everything
we've lost the odd limb, we've lost the odd thigh, but anyway, let's do it. Where were we?
Let's do Hooky. On the Hook with Simon Hook. Okay, I've got it this week, and you don't know what this is.
No, I've never heard of this. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
It's quite long. Well, it looks quite long anyway. I'll read it out. All right. I'll stop talking. Well, I'm going to stop talking now, and I'm going to read it out. Here we go. Getting ready to read it.
Okay. nice.
Here we go. Phenomenal. Phenomenal filibusters. I've been thinking about the expression... looking like you've been dragged through a hedge backwards. Help me out. Do you think it means dragged while standing up back first through the hedge? Surely being dragged through a hedge face first would produce a much more untidy appearance. I'm thinking potential scratches to the face and tears to the front of the clothes. If, on the other hand, the expression means lying on your front dragged by the feet... then when the dragging starts, much of the damage could be mitigated by lifting yourself off the ground with your arms and walking on your hands like a reverse wheelbarrow race. I suspect this would produce no worse than maybe scratches to the hands. Hence my question is this. If I want to produce the maximum amount of dishevelment to someone, what method of dragging them through a hedge can you recommend?
Okay, so while I... Thank you for that.
A lot of information in that.
But it was good. So the second bit about backwards and then going up on your hands like a reverse wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that's not going to help, because I imagine the person dragging you isn't going slowly enough for you to do that. You will still, however much you attempt to go on your hands to have a reverse wheelbarrow maneuver, you're going to be dragged too fast for that to actually, you won't be able to do it. You won't be able to hold yourself up because you're going to be dragged. The word dragged suggests quite serious motion, doesn't it? Mm. Not so held lightly. So that wouldn't work. You're still going to be dragged backwards. Mm. It's still going to hurt. You're still going to be down getting dragged. So that would damage you. Can I just say that first? That's my first observation on that.
Yeah. I've never really thought about this before, funnily enough. But it has just occurred to me that who or what is doing the dragging in being dragged through the hedge backwards? Because
the bad person.
Yeah, but why would a bad person drag you through a hedge backwards? Because in order to drag you through a hedge backwards, they have to put themselves through the hedge backwards or forwards, whichever way they do it. They're going to be going through the hedge too and doing themselves probably actually more damage, because as they go through the hedge, they're going to be clearing a path for the draggee to go through. So therefore,
we'll have less
it's the person
to
doing
go
the
through.
Dragging that's going to get the most.
But this is
injuries.
Why, when I think for this to work properly, the person dragging knows they're going to do it. So it's already premeditated action. So yeah. They are geared up for it. And I'm seeing like an American football helmet and pads. In fact, the whole body pads thing. So you are put on some level of protection.
So essentially what you're doing is you're putting on protection. Mm. You're going through the hedge, clearing a path. Protective clothing to pull someone through the hedge. That defeats the whole object.
Well, no, because it's still going to be for the other person. It's going to be quite a rough ride. I think it's a psychological thing as well, because I think the person being dragged hasn't done what you weren't. You'll be so panicky about being dragged through a hedge backwards that you won't be going through your head the fact that the hedge would be pretty much torn down by the person dragging. So you're not really going
to
have.
Well, I don't know. That just came to my mind very quickly. So I would probably, in that circumstance, think.
No, you wouldn't be that. You particularly are never that laid back. If somebody grabbed your ankles while you were relaxing in a garden and started to drag you towards a hedge, you would not be going, oh, that's okay, because the person dragging me is going to basically take down more hedge than this. You'd be doing this. You'd be going, ah!
Yeah.
That's what you'd be doing. Probably. I mean, you do that. You make that noise even just when nothing happens in your life. You just wake up in the morning and you look out the window and you
you're right. Ah! Yeah. It's the first thing I do every morning. It's like a kind of primal scream.
Yeah. So if somebody's just, you're relaxing happily with a little cocktail in the garden or the chaise, nice relaxing thing. And then somebody just out of nowhere grabs your feet and starts to drag you towards your head. You're going to fucking shit your pants.
Well, I wouldn't say that at this time of the year.
No, I shouldn't really.
That's what you're saying. I think I'd be much more scared. What would be much more effective would be, rather than being dragged through a hedge backwards, just be thrown into a hedge head first.
Well, yes,
just
it would.
Say that.
Well,
you look like you've been thrown into a hedge head first, and then someone's gone around the other side and pulled you through it. That would be a much more appropriate.
Or you look like, this is like keel hauling, you know, on boats.
Right.
To punish people. So basically it's like keel hauling, but instead of using the boat, the hull of a boat, you use a hedge. So you have to, you tie a bit of rope to the legs, you tie a bit of rope to the shoulders, and then you put the person under the hedge, and then a person at either end of the rope pulls it one way or the other.
That would be awful.
Keel hauling they used to do with boats when the person would be put under the. I mean, they'd be underwater, so that might be a bit more scary. But even so.
Yeah. Right, I'm making note of that. That's what I'll do next time I drag someone through a hedge backwards. Also depends on the kind of hedge is also quite...
Privet. Imagine a privet. What sort of damage would a privet hedge do?
What is a privet hedge? Is that one without any thorns?
No, it's just standard kind of dividing hedge.
Right.
It's a privet.
That probably hurt a bit, but...
Suburbiton.
You would privet. Rather... want to use like something that's very thorny, brambles, like a blackberry hedge. Bush.
Oh yeah.
You look like you've been thrown headfirst into a blackberry bush, and then someone's gone around the other side and pulled you
tied
through
some,
it, and then
tied some rope to your leg, and then somebody else has gone
on the other side.
Yeah,
and they've pulled you back and forwards. That's what I'm going to start saying from now on.
Yeah, say that.
Yeah, all right.
Not quite as short and pithy as the other one, but good idea.
There's also a second part to this question.
Oh, Lord.
Which is, secondly, if disheveled means untidy, shouldn't we be using the word shoveled more often to mean tidy?
You should. He's right. Fucking, he's right. He's fucking right.
Shoveled. You look very shoveled. You look quite shoveled, actually.
Yeah. I don't. Yes, but I don't look. I look pretty disheveled today.
No, you look quite shoveled. Maybe it's just
my
lack of. I'm not wearing my glasses, and you are 3,000 miles away on the screen. Scream!
I've got fingerless gloves on, mate. I'm fucking freezing in a hovel. I don't look shoveled.
Well, it's your hair looking quite shoveled.
And I'm ill. I mean,
maybe you should be ill more often.
Thank you. I don't think I look ill because I've actually been in the sun all day, half a day. I tell you what, I just feel very sore. We might have to curtail soon because let's get straight on to Hester.
Okay. Welcome, corporate investors. Give a bow like a cup.
simple it just is. Try to stop as you try to arrest us, but before you do, it's time for Hester's test.
Back in 1983, Freddie Heineken, a Dutch beer magnate, was kidnapped. He was chained to the wall in a tiny soundproof cell for 3 weeks. To torture him, the kidnappers made him listen to the same song 24/7 on repeat. What song would most effectively drive you, Mark, crazy?
Is this a true story? Is this like just a hypothetical?
Well, no, it's a true story about what happened to this beer bank magnate.
I never realised that there was a Freddie Heineken. It's quite funny, the name Freddie Heineken. Yeah. Well, Freddie Heineken. All the way from... what song would drive me mad? Oh, God. That's easy. Very, very easy. I can tell you, number one, top of my list song that does drive me mad, if it comes on, I have to leave the room, is Hotel Fucking California by the Eagles.
Yeah. I guess.
I don't know why I loathe that song so much, but I absolutely do. Maybe it's just because I've heard it too many times, or if it's just the kind of cod reggae feel of it, and the just irritates me beyond.
Yeah.
It used to irritate me, now it actually enrages me.
Because you had to play that recently, didn't you?
It did. I didn't have to play it, but when I was doing the School of Rock staff band, they did start playing Hotel California, and I thought, that's it, I've got to leave. I've got to leave now.
So here's a question for you. If you were invited to do, it's going back to when you were successful and you were able to fill an auditorium, just you, Mark, and your band, the Rels, 75,000 people,
right?
Like you did for the...
They were there.
No, don't say that. But they don't say that. Don't ruin it for yourself. They were there, 75,000 people, for the wrestling thing. And your song, you were the only person playing, singing live. So if that was happened again, but they said, we're wanting to come back, 75,000 people, we'll pay you the same amount of money we paid you when you did your Live in Fear track.
What,
but
nothing?
You have to sing.
Didn't pay me anything.
Why the fuck did you not get any money for that gig, you absolute turnip? Who was in charge of asking for the money?
Don't know. Oh, I hear someone.
So you did it? Did it cross your... Is it Ruby?
Yeah. Well, I hope it is, because she's anyone who's got a key.
Oh, right. I haven't seen Ruby for many years. Am I going to see her now?
Hello?
Hey, Ruby's joined the show.
Hello. Come and say hello to Bruce. He hasn't seen you since you were a baby.
Yeah.
She hasn't even got a head.
Ruby, I can't see you. I can just see... I can't see your head.
Oh, you can't
hear bend
you
down
anyway,
a little bit.
You're in the headphones.
Oh, right. Oh, no. Oh, no, she can't hear me. So this is the first time I've seen her since she was a... and I still can't see her head because she's not bending down. I can see up to her shoulders, and now she's left the frame. I still didn't get to see Ruby. I mean, I know she's taller than you now.
She's taller than me. She's almost as tall as me. Right, let's get to this... What was the question? Oh, we already did it. Okay, bye.
No, hang on. Hang on. No, we were saying about you. Would you play Hotel California?
Oh, for the same money as I made.
For the same money as you were.
Because I didn't get paid anything.
Didn't get any paid for anything from that gig. Okay, that was it. I've done. Okay. Do we need to round up the show now? Because your daughter actually is now standing by you, kind of going...
Looks like I've got to go out soon anyway to work.
She's going to whack you in a minute. She looks like she's going to punch you.
Yeah, she's furious.
Absolutely furious. I don't know, what have you done wrong? Just been dad's enough, isn't it?
She's had a crash.
Ooh, she's broken something next door that you own.
She's throwing one of her tantrums.
Smash, smash, smash. Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, Mark, it's been lovely. Lovely. And Ruby, lovely to see... just like three quarters of you, but not your head.
She's still going to hear you because you're only in my head.
I know she can't. I know she can't. I'm so irritated. Why have you got big speakers with me on big speakers at that end? Anyway, so sorry, Hester. No one actually got around to asking what my song. I'm going to have to very quickly before we go what my song is. My song that would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
Is the fucking Frozen one. Oh. Sung by the fucking chipmunk. That one, Frozen theme tune.
By the chipmunk.
Well, she sounds like she's a chipmunk. She can't fucking... Whoever's singing it.
I quite like that song.
Oh, for good. Get out. Sorry. Get out, Mark. Get out of your own flat. That's ridiculous. How can you like... Ugh. Sounds sorry like a frozen that. Chip. That's all right. Anyway, that's the one. That's my one, Hester. Thank you for the question. We're going to have to go for lots of reasons. One, I have to do another emergency evac coming up.
Okay, right.
And
let's go then.
Ruby's there. And he's going. Are you going somewhere nice?
To Ruby, work?
Are you going?
No, she's just coming over for a bit before I go to work.
What, to steal stuff, break stuff, to see if you've got anything worth nicking?
Or she's going
to
be annoyed when she finds out that I haven't got any apple juice.
You got nothing. Oh, no. Oh, dear. Oh dear.
Yeah.
The one thing she likes of yours, you haven't got.
Mm.
Oh, dear. Anyway. All right, then. Well, look, let's...
Yes.
Let's not leave 3 weeks, whatever it is, because I'd like to chat to you offline as well at some point.
Yeah, well, let's do that.
Let's do that. I mean, also,
I've got things
not...
to talk. I've got things to tell you.
Oh, have you? Oh, don't say that and then fucking go. Well, when are you about?
Wednesday
next.
Maybe
I'm working now. I'm working Wednesday.
Oh, that's it then. I don't have any time off until, I think, the 19th of February. I can't believe that.
You're shitting me. Well, I'm away then seeing my parents, so the 19th.
Possibly Friday morning. Actually, no, I'm working
Friday. I can do Friday.
I'll let you know.
No, I can't. I'm working Friday.